Blog Talk Radio.
A pocket full of cash, I'm just looking at it. Shorty jocking the chain, I call her looking at it. So how it's looking? It's looking like it should. The money looking good. I'm looking hood, ain't no need to ask it. I'm feeling fantastic. I got the chopper with me. If you try me, I'ma blast it. So how it's looking? It's looking like it should. I'm looking hood. Shorty looking good. You new to this? Let me demonstrate. That's how you do this shit. Now watch the haters remonstrate. The money stay. The women straight, but we don't love them anyway. Most of the time, they just in the way. I whip this heat around, it ain't too intimidate. Some people come, I never implement or indicate. My niggas say cousin blood, those are gang lines. And we ain't talking to the death, those are gang signs. Late summer, we ballin', game time. 30-inch rim, vertical leap, hang time. Go to war and get this paper at the same time. They tell me it's time for change, I tell them I'ma change time. Maybe I just want too much, overachiever. Before this money, I'm religious, overbeliever. And back in the day, I just wanted some suede shoes. So I was moving them packs back in grade school. First I paid my mama rent, then I paid dues. Then I put the game in the U-Haul and made moves. Rough nigga, they wondering how to flow smooth. Used to dream to go to the pros, that was Pro Tools. A pocket full of cash, I'm just looking at it. Shorty jocking the chain, I call her looking at it. So how it's looking? It's looking like it should. The money looking good. I'm looking hood, ain't no need to ask it. I'm feeling fantastic, I got the chopper with me. If you try me, I'ma blast it. So how it's looking? It's looking like it should. I'm looking hood, shorty looking good. I'm getting mine, spitting rhymes, committing crimes, whatever, I'm getting mine. These youngins taking that money, I'm just getting high. Niggas waiting to kill me, start trying to cut and get in line. I know they hate it, they mad, I'm so elated. Man, that's all of my inspiration, money motivated. Loyalty over love, love overrated. So if I told you I loved you, it was probably overstated. Bitches for passion, riches for flashing, ammunition for blasting, snitches for caskets. We eating, we lead addition to the ass bins. Now kick them suckers out and bring the cash in. Remind me of them banks, bring the ski mask in. Hit the tellers and say the cops catch the ass in. 100 stacks wrapped in that thick plastic. We throw out all on the table, count it, and then we half it. Old times, in with the new. What that mean? A Ferrari in the Benz too. A mansion, a swimming pool. First to put a club in the living room. Coming soon. A pocket full of cash, I'm just looking at it. Shorty jocking the chain, I call her looking at it. So how it's looking? It's looking like it should. The money looking good. I'm looking hood, ain't no need to ask it. I'm feeling fantastic, I got the chopper with me. If you try me, I'ma blast it. So how it's looking? It's looking like it should. I'm looking hood, shorty looking good.
Now, here comes the music.
You got a beat for me?
This one's explosive.
And right now we'd like to introduce the massive
in the mix.
Fast, funky, and furious, and in full effect.
Music, please.
Soul, funk, hip-hop, and house.
Roger, copy.
Stand by for all of this, and more.
Yo, what's good, y'all? This the boy Grits from the GMG camp, you know what I'm saying? And whether I'm in town or out of town, always tune in and show love to my homegirl, Tweety B.
All right, you guys, we are here for another episode of Manic Monday. I'm your host, Tweety B. I'm here with my co-host, Forgot Halo. How you doing tonight,
hey,
sir?
Hey, doing all right, man. And that was Black Diamond was looking at it and her first attempt at the mixing and mastering and putting it together. You know what I'm saying? The fabulous Tweety Bird. Yeah, yeah. I liked it there.
Yeah,
get your thing,
cool, huh?
Mama. Yeah, yeah, I liked it there.
So okay,
that
so
was
now
Jordan.
I want everybody to know that our walkthrough guest is here tonight, A1, and he's coming through to introduce us to some of his music here from the state of Alabama. So we are proud to have him in the studio with us tonight. And we're going to go ahead and pull him in here and have a good chit-chat. How you doing tonight, sir?
Hey, I'm good. What it do, people?
What's happening?
Not much, man. The Kool-Aid. Kool-Aid, good to be on your show, man.
Yeah, we're glad to have you here. And I wanted you to tell everybody just a little bit about you, your name and where you're from, and how you got started doing this music thing.
All right, I'm originally from Lanier, Alabama. You know what I'm saying? I started back when I was about 8, when Run DMC and NWA were doing their thing. You know, old school, you know, I'm 35, whatever, but I keep it gangster. You know what I'm saying? And throughout my life, man, you know, I've done 9 years in prison, you know what I'm saying, through my gang banging, trials and tribulations, and through my music, I speak on it. You know what I'm saying? At the same time, I hope people can get a message from it. Tell how you like it, don't mean to do it, but at the same time, you know what I'm saying, I try to rep where I'm from, all the underground artists, especially in there, Alabama, man, there's a lot of talent there. Tweety B, you know what I'm saying, hands down, everybody in the area, Special J, my folk Quavo, you know what I'm saying? Double up, shots out of my boot fans, I'm back doing your thing. Hit the toes, entertainment. You know what I'm saying? Just shots out of everybody, man. And I appreciate
right
you being on him.
Well, we're glad to have you here. And I was excited because we were down at a show together at Jackie Lee's. And I had a good time just watching you perform. I can tell, like, you're really into your music and into your craft. So how did you know, like, this was something that you really wanted to do?
When I hit my first rap for a person, and next time I seen that person, they wanted to hit me a rap again. That let me know that someone liked what I've done, so I like to keep a smile on people's faces, so why not continue to do something that other people love, not just them, but myself, too. So that's
yeah
what I do.
Absolutely. Okay, hey, well, so, you got any questions for A1?
Yeah, I mean, the net is kind of like a small place, man, you know what I'm saying? How do you find it difficult to, you know what I'm saying, try to, like, reach, like, a larger audience, you know what I'm saying, coming from such a small town?
Right, right. You ask me, do I find it difficult?
Yeah.
It depends on your grind, bro, because if you the type of person, man, that just like to go to the studio, do your music, and just let your homeboy hear, and just like just your neighborhood to ride around and bump it in their trunk, then I think your music only goes for what you push it. You know what I'm saying? If like me, you know, I like to pat my feet, you know what I'm saying? I mingle with everybody, you know what I'm saying? I don't care if you ain't got no name, what, you know what I'm saying? Because somebody might like that track when they hear it, no matter if it's in Florida, Texas, California, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I just try to reach out to everybody. And coming from a small town, man, and if you hungry enough for it and you tired of going to Walmart seeing the same person every day, that should make you grind hard enough and reach out to other people, go to other cities. You know, we go to open mics, pass your CDs out, you know what I'm saying? Get on radio talk show like this and promote your stuff and let people go on YouTube and get your views up. You know what I'm saying? That's pretty much how I grind and get myself out because I work with everybody.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Pretty much the answer to my question. You know, I mean, I had asked because, you know, it's a few other artists that I know be out that Lynette area. You know, Tweety B been on the air on a network prior to this before she started her own little thing. You know what I'm saying? You pretty much like only the second artist that's like out of Lynette to come on to the show. You know what I'm saying? And try to like, you know, push their music, man, to a broader audience. So,
all right.
I just was curious as to what your mindset was. You know what I mean? That's pretty much answered my question, though.
Okay. Appreciate that, Brett. For sure.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, you guys, that's what's up. Now, I have a caller on the line. I'm going to them in here just in case they have a question for A1. We're going to pull them in here. Last four digits, 6605. You're live on the air with Tweety B, the God, Heyru, and A1. Who do we have?
Yo, this is the legendary Alabama Zone, Dula Banks. What it do, Tweety B?
Hey, Dula, what's happening?
What's going on?
Nothing much. We in the house with A1. And,
yo, what it do, A1,
from...
man? What
yeah.
it do, bruh? Shit, man, I see you got down, you know what I'm saying, get down with the music, man. I like that, man. So you in Lynette?
Yeah, I'm out there in Lynette, man. I'm currently residing in Auburn, though. You know what I'm saying? I've been here the past 5 years.
You on your first album, second album, or you doing mixtapes?
Actually, bro, it'll be Under With Your Man Hand Down. It'll be my first street mixtape pushing out. I usually just do one or two songs, push them out here and up. But this time, I think I'm going to put me a little 12, 15 song mixtape out with some features on there, you know, some major features, you know what I'm saying? I'm right to invest in this and put it in the street, man, see what people think of it, you know what I'm saying? Tweety got a couple old tracks I done a few years ago. I ain't released none of my new stuff yet, but it coming soon on the Bound Back Entertainment. You know, Lil Mook, Tippy Toes Entertainment, all them folks there working with me on
that. Okay, man. Just keep pushing, my niggas. Telling you grizzly, man. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so, man. Yes, sir.
You sound like you ready, though, man. That record sound, man. So you've been in the joint. You know, you've been through it. So you probably can, you know, talk about it and, you know, people can understand, man, from the concept, you know?
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure. That's what it's about, my nigga. It's not.
Like they say, you've been there, done that, so you'll be able to tell the people about it, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure. Yeah. For sure, my nigga.
I want to hear one of them singles if we can be pushing. Go ahead,
I'm sorry. Dude, what'd you say, dude? I didn't hear you.
I told him I want to hear one of his songs, right? You know what I'm saying?
We're about to get into that now, and then I'll pull you back in, and we can talk a little bit more, okay? So hang on just a minute, Dula. We're going to pull you back in just a little bit.
Word.
All right, now I want you, I have three tracks here, and I want to play that going in on them first. So tell me a little bit about the concept of this and how you came up with this track.
Well, actually, man, I ain't going to call no label name out or whatever, but I was with some cats. And I was paying a lot of money through studio time, never dropped a mixtape. All my shows I had to book on my own, you know what I'm saying? And I had did a dead serious award show with him. One of the guys in the group said that he don't care, ain't nobody performing but him. And he was like one of the sloppiest guys out the group, you know what I'm saying? And I just made that song to let them separate the real from the fake, basically. You know what I'm saying? So when you hear it, you'll pretty much get the concept of what I'm talking about on it.
Okay, you guys are going to get into it right now. A1 going in on them. You guys hang on tight. We'll be back with more Manic Monday.
Huh? Yeah. Sitting home. It's your boy. Bounce. 357, me and T, let go. Huh? Yeah. Yeah. Cause I go in on them. Boy, I get ends on them. No, I don't pause on them. Because I balls on them. You get that money, dawg. I get that paper for. I got my Nike tied tight, a paper chaser for. Boy, I go in on them. 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 Boy, I go in. Don't ask me what I'm doing, I'm just doing what I'm doing. Send up on the Patrick Ewing, just pussy and coolin'. Name Dawn from a long shot of lane, who you foolin'? Better still call the kick, I came with me, actin' foolin'. Got some things on deck, okay. Yeah, them AK long neck. But now I'm clippin' them rank of things, I'm makin' bang on your set. Got the mind up, Virginia, strapped up like you would a ring. I'm a grind, be the meanest, get some hops, stand a fiend. I'm on your pure pallin', got them type of chill, child. If they mad, I make them mad, and if they bad, I bet them bad. Let it go off through they platter, okay. Then it exit out they back. Hit them with that back to back. Now I'm playing when I tell you I'm the man. Beverly may not be known overseas, but I'm known from free range. Put them off the G's, I'm so cool, feel the breeze. Money piled up to my knees, man, my pocket can't breathe. Cause I go in on them, boy, I get ends on them. No, I don't pause on them, because I balls on them. You get that money, dawg, I get that paper for. I got my Nike tied tight, a paper chaser for. Boy, I go in on them. Boy, I go weeing on them. Boy, I go weeing on them. Boy, I go weeing on them.
pavement. Okay. A Bama boy, the best thing, smoking Bama Stacy. Do it for my niggas on the block and in them cages. Do it for my trappers who duck and die in them cases. All black ass, I ain't so call me a racist. Money over ass, I ain't never green face. Stay ready to draw four, I ain't gotta trace it. Cause if I make a mistake, got that pistol till he breaks it. I'm just being blatant, she ain't got no patience. My money elevating, so I can't keep her waiting. I be on some different shit, can you see the difference? Can you see the way a ball act? So a strap of shit, rest of them irrelevant. So fuck them if they celibate. Alabama doing big, stepping like an elephant.
Cause I go in on them, boy I get ends on them. No, I don't pause on them, because I balls on them. You get that money, dawg, I get that paper fold. I got my Nike tied tight, a paper chaser fold. Boy, I go in on them, boy, I go in on them. Boy, I go in on them, boy, I go in on them. Boy, I go in on them, boy, I go in on them. Boy, I go in on them, boy, I go in.
All right, you guys, that was A1 going in on them.
That was up.
Yeah, that's a hot track. I like that song. When I first heard it, I was like, okay, yeah, that's
okay.
That one.
Appreciate that. That's just amount of work for getting the call, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what's up. We're looking forward to more and more from you. And I also have another track here. I have Out Here, and I also have Been There, Done That, featuring Lil Mook. Now, which
okay.
one would you like to get into out of those two?
Man, that's a toss-up there, man, because both are hot. But I tell you what, Tweety B, I'm going to let you choose your favorite.
Okay. We're going to get into Been There, Done That. A1 featuring Lil Mook, and we'll be back with more Manic Monday. You guys hang on tight.
Hey, yo, I had the Mook. It's your boy Bama checking in, nigga. Appreciate the Lord. About to show these niggas all that futuristic shit that we've been there, done there, my nigga. Let's get it. Bama.
Been there, done there. No need to brag about it. Everything these niggas talk, I've been there, done there. I'm running from the popo. Getting proud with Dodo. I'm dropping out that photo, man. I've been there all that shit before. I've been there, done there. No need to brag about it. Everything these niggas talk, I've been there, done there. I'm running from the popo. Getting proud with Dodo. I'm dropping out that photo, man. I've been there all that shit before. Man, I'm dangerous, I ain't sure. Cocky back, ain't a book. All these niggas that running their mouth, rather running their house and blow shit up. Now you fuck, can't get up. Told you not to fuck with up. Told you not to pop up at your mouth if you can't back it up. Come up and back it up. That's why we used to crack it up. All that work, back it up. All that bread, stack it up. Step it out there acting up. Haters make me back it up. Popo make me suit the motor. That flow, they ain't fast enough. Gotta keep my windows open, blowing on that purple stuff. Gotta keep my heater on me, nigga, by that merch stuff. I be by my money, by my bread, and some other stuff. Come between my money, yeah, my bread, I'm on some other stuff. Don't act like you ain't hurt, boy. You better not say your word. My combo cost a bird. Don't make me send the word. These niggas get stirred like 20 sacks on a turn. Man, these bitches get stirred like 20 sacks on a turn. Cause I've been there, done that. No need to brag about it. Everything these niggas talk, I've been there, done that. I'm running from the popo. Getting proud with Dodo. I'm dropping out that photo, man. I've been there all that shit before. I've been there, done that. No need to brag about it. Everything these niggas talk, I've been there, done that. I'm running from the popo. Okay, I've been had that fall the cab, been had that throwaway. Been crazy like Mr. Cattle, fuck around and get blown away. Been had that attitude like fuck all of these rappers do. So I'ma do what I have to do, I dipping off in that Malibu. But fuck you, fuck her, fuck them, fuck him. My fuck for what they stand for, no real nigga, don't fuck with you. Then did that time, get a dime, call it 50. Now back on my grind, get my shine, now they with me. Yeah, I'm out here beating me. Digging off in their business. Keep on sticking and moving it. Fuck with it, you get hit with it. Talk D-A-O-A, quit with it. Talk that bitch and let it go. Talk that bitch and let it go. Let it
Right, all right, man. That was hot, man. That was hot, man. I was feeling that.
Appreciate that.
I want to ask you, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, you done been through quite a few things, as you say, man. What would your advice be to, you know, those cats that's like to allow themselves to settle for, you know, playing they shit in the hood, just like you said, sitting around in the hood, riding around, bumping they shit in their truck for their homeboy, you know, if they want to get up out that little, you know, that little fucked up situation, man, try to better themselves. You know, anybody got in a bad situation with a, you know, a record label owner, you know how them small towns be having like 1,000 record labels. Hey, dude,
the studio got its own little label, man, dude,
you done got caught up, you know, it's like shit, you know. What would your advice be for him to, like, get up out of that situation?
My thing is to him, bro, ain't nobody going to feed you like you're going to feed yourself. So you got to pat your feet if you want to eat. You know what I'm saying? So it's all about, man, you can't depend on nobody to put no money in your pocket. You know what I'm saying? You got to want it. You know what I'm saying? If you know you got a hit or if you think you got a hit, don't let nobody tell you that your song ain't good enough, because what might not be good for their ears might be wonderful for someone else's ears. So you got to get it, man, and just go for it. Like Nike, just do it. You know what I'm saying? By any means, if you got to go do an open mic in your city, put $20 worth of gas in your homeboy car for him to take you to the next city to do an open mic. Eventually, all that going to pay off because people going to get out. They going to hear your name. Then when you actually come to that city, man, they're paying you to call. It ain't all about you coming out your pocket no more. They put money in your pocket to see you. You know what I'm saying? So you got to love your craft. You got to invest in your craft because you only get what you pay for. If you don't put no money in it, you ain't going to get nothing out of it. So,
That's the truth.
That's what's up, man. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Did you have any, you know, any bumps in the road or little old mishaps, man, dealing with individuals as far as, you know what I'm saying, going into the music business or trying to do some business on some music with somebody where, you know what I'm saying, things turn bad?
Yeah, because you got to, if a person know you got talent, man, they automatically see money. So it don't all become about you no more. The deal is all about money. So they don't care if you get sleep or what. You know what I'm saying? It's all about watch. To me, I don't really want no record deal. If I can get my name out there enough to get me $50,000 sold in, so be it. Let me get that $50,000. I know that for me and my people. I ain't got to worry about feeding somebody that I already got food on their plate. You know what I'm saying? So to me, it's all about my circle. You know what I'm saying? If a label love me enough to offer me some money, cool. I know they love me enough to offer me some money to come perform. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm about, getting that show money. You know what I'm saying? And if it takes for me to work a 9-to-5 or flip that pack, hey, I do what I got to do. You know what I'm saying? Because eventually all that's going to pay off.
Yeah. That's what's up, man.
Got to stay sucker-free, man. You know what I'm saying? Don't never think everybody around you 100. Ain't nobody 100. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you always got a sucker in your school. So the best thing to be, solo.
Hey, off the real shit. Motherfuckers don't like to hear, but shit.
I'm telling you, man.
I'm not even 100 because I make mistakes. I trust myself about like 98%, 99% because I know
exactly,
I'm fucked up sometimes.
Exactly,
you know what I'm
saying?
So I can't trust nobody else 100%.
You know what I'm saying? And much love to my nigga Doe B, man, but that situation right there just speak for itself. That's why I tell you, ain't nobody 100, man. Sometimes be the closest nigga to you, knock you off your square. You know what I'm saying? That's why you got to goddamn shit be about you and your family. Because when I did my time in 9 years, that's the only thing stuck by me, my family. So I'd be a damn fool to put anything for it. So,
yeah.
That's just really the truth.
Say that shit again, man. Say that shit again.
That's
real.
Good nigga shit, man.
Yeah,
my pain go deep. And on that mixtape called The Premier, you will see that. Oh, yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
We don't be waiting for two songs.
Oh, yeah, for sure,
yeah. I want you to tell everybody how they can get a hold to you, or shout out to IG or wherever people follow you at, so they know how to get a hold to your music.
Oh, yeah, holler at me on Instagram, Supercuts. Oh, yeah, I'm a barber. If you need them good 5-10 fades, Steve Harley Edzo, hit me up on Instagram. Facebook, Desi the Master Barber. You know what I'm saying? If you need me to come do a show, holler at me. I really ain't got no price on it. Because niggas just coming up, so you know I ain't trying to put no heads on it. But I would like somebody to show me a little love. I promise I'll bless your city. I'll bless it. If I can't bless it, can't nobody bless it but God.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Well, we appreciate you so much for coming to hang out with us tonight. And make sure you tell people about our show and have them call in and listen and spread the word about us. And we're going to do the same thing for you over here. So we're going to pass this music on, and hopefully it gets out to the world.
All right, so, man, y'all make a girl feel like you got me. You know what I'm saying? You
got to come back, man. You got to come back when you drop the mixtape, man.
Oh,
come here, man. Talk about it.
They're my first ever radio interview, so you know they're going to be the first radio ever get my music put on, the new shit.
That's what's up. Well, we're going to get out of here for a second. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Matter of fact, tweet, I had your new track Monday to play for them.
Okay. That's what's up. What's up? We're going to be waiting for it. We're going to get it over here. Oh, wait a minute. We got somebody on the line. Maybe a question for you. I'm going to pull them in here. 6605. This may be Dula calling back. Hello?
Yeah, my phone had hung up. That's all.
Okay. I was wondering where you went, too. I was like, okay. That's what's up. Is there anything you
want to
let
A1
know?
He said the real shit, the realest shit ever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I know, bro. 10 toes there, goddamn. And I still ain't 100.
You know what? Hot mess.
That real shit, though.
You got to be real with yourself to be real with your neck, motherfucker. Goddamn.
That's true.
For real.
98%. All right, man. We're glad you came through, man. You know what I'm saying? Looking forward to coming back with your new music, man. What you got going on now, Sweetie B?
Okay, we're going to get into some of this A1 out here, and then we're going to talk to Dula Banks. He got some new music over here, and we're going to talk to him a little bit about that. And we'll be back in just a minute, you guys, for some more Manic Monday.
Been jumped out that post, solid. What happened? It's your boy. Cloud 49, nigga. Keep some cold books. Good.
I chill. killing everything for crime. He'll send me for indigo, got the trunk where the indigo. Tyro kill like a missile, so Bama cool as a Eskimo. Don't know when I'm going home, gotta get that cake while I'm here. Ain't hip to what's going on, then the best not to be out still. I'm out still, I'm on the block, I'm out still.
Back there, man. She got ass, man.
that tattoo right there.
Cute. Oh, like that, dog. It ain't like that, dog. What had happened, you know, we got drunk and it was raining. It was raining. You know, we had to take our clothes off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She'd get warm.
And then
Yeah, man.
We got to bring Doula back in and have a chit chat with him. Are you on the line with us, Doula?
Yeah. What's going on?
What's going on, Pippa?
What's going on with you?
She is slow motion.
Slow motion? What does
slow
that mean?
Motion. Man, hey, you know, you a rapper, man. You
gotta
be like, yeah,
man,
you know, I got
it.
You know, I got a thing going on, man. You know, you got to have that shit popping like sriracha sauce or something. Like, you got that vibe, man. You know what I'm saying?
Irene got me down there in the Comoville, man.
Shit, man. What, you got like, what, six cars? You got it going on, man. You're going to be talking. Slow motion, man.
Shit, you already know it's slow motion over here, man. That good shit got there. How you talking slow, man. Moving slow and shit.
Oh, man, shit. You can't be fucking with that extra loud, that what they call that. That shit ain't loud, it's echo. You know shit, that was that loud.
Don't fold that airplane, bro.
Remember
that phone, man. Remember that pressure over here, man.
Yeah, man.
I was just saying, well, shout out to my good Tweeter B, you know what I'm saying, for making the little radio thing go down, you know. Supporting all the artists, supporting the ABM Awards and, you know, all the little underground award shows and stuff, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to you for supporting the movement.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, man.
So I wanted you to let everybody know who you are and where you're from for people who don't know who Doula Banks is.
Man,
give a little light.
Everybody know me, man. Nah, but for real, you know, Doula Banks. Basically, man, I'm from Michigan, but I've been in Alabama a long time, representing Skigga to the full, the Tuskegee. You know what I'm saying? The murder capital of the world, you already know. But, yeah, I'm working on that new album.
Yeah, tell us about that.
Well, right now I'm in the process of working on Hustlemania 2. I got the whole album, Hustlemania 1. You know, it's doing numbers, putting out a lot of units. I also got a new management team. I'm also still grinding, doing shows, you know, the whole nine. I do charity events, the whole nine. I'm also a youth motivational speaker, speak to the kids and stuff like that. But I also stay on my grind towards the music way in, you know. Going through the struggle at the same time. Yeah.
So are you working on any new videos or anything like that? Or any shows coming up? Is it anything you want to get out there that the people know?
Oh, yeah. I got little video footage and stuff like that, but I ain't been doing no videos yet. You know, I got to come up out, you know what I'm saying? Nigga on probation right now. I ain't trying to do the most. But
yeah.
I also... I got my own website. You can go and check me out. All you got to do is Google my name, Doula, Skipper Space Banks. Also got my own web. You can go and check that out. It also got video footage of, you know, my last show at the road, you know, for that close down and whatnot. I'm also working on a mixtape.
Okay. That's what's up. So I got two of your tracks over here. I got Bad Chick and Gotta Have It All. So which one would you like to get into?
You can go and hit that Bad Chick. You know, I made some for the females. A lot of females, when I do shows, they be like, Doula, we like your rap, but you ain't got nothing for the females. You know, I'm always on, you know, the gangster part of life. So now, you know, I got a little song for the females, you know, to get them popping in the club a little bit.
Okay. All right. Well, this is for the ladies, you guys. Doula Banks. Bad Chick, we'll be back just a minute with more Manic Monday.
I'm looking for a bad chick when I hit the club. I'm looking for a bad chick when I hit the club. Don't get mad cause these ladies showing a nigga love. Don't get mad cause these ladies showing a nigga love. I'm looking for a bad chick. Shorty from the hood, but she still looking good. Nice face, slim waist. Shorty say she from the A. Cowboy, red bones, blowing up my cell phone. Two different chicks, two different time zones. Shorty say she like a nigga, cause he get his shine on. Then I got a yellow boner chick that I'm grinding on. High fashion, my boy rapping. Get a more sub passing. Porsche truck, living lavish. Ball through all the finest carrots. In the mall, you can have it. Yeah, we ball like we married. All y'all ladies love us. All that ass, you let me grab it. Flashing you a bad habit. In my pad, on my mattress. Hollywood, you a actress. Then you disappear like magic. I'm looking for a bad chick when I hit the club. I'm looking for a bad chick when I hit the club. Don't get mad cause these ladies showing a nigga love. Don't get mad cause these ladies showing a nigga love. I'm looking for a bad chick.
You guys, we are back in the house for some more Maddox Monday and a little bit of Duma Banks there with Bad Chick. So you guys make sure y'all go over and check him out and follow him. Tell everybody how they can get a hold to you on Twitter and on Facebook or any SoundCloud or whatever you're on.
Y'all can hit me up on Facebook, Duma Banks. It's Duma, the real Duma Banks, but you can just Google that Duma Banks, everything will pop up. And you can also hit me up on Instagram, _DULA_46*. Also on Twitter, you can follow me, Duma Banks, on Twitter.
All right. That's what's up.
All right.
Y'all make sure y'all go over and do that. Follow Duma Banks over on Twitter. And we're going to
I'm already hot. On fire.
You know, yeah. You're on fire.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to play Gotta Have It All, you guys, and we're going to come back and chit-chat with God Heyru. And now we got callers on the line, you guys. If you want to come in, press the one button and let me know, or we'll bring you live on the air and you can give your shouts out or you can ask questions or whatever
can
you want
to
do.
Something? I didn't mean to cut you off, but I got to give a shout-out to my nigga Powerhouse on this track right here, you know what I'm saying? Shout-out to my nigga Powerhouse. Go on, follow that nigga too, MPH, Instagram.
That's what's up. Gotta make sure I do that. All right, here it is. Gotta have it all.
Bank, what up?
I remember, Nick. Yeah. I remember all them violent nights. My niggas grinding all that dream. Man, why ain't gotta watch these young niggas? They try to earn Sprite.
Gotta have it all. Lies, niggas in this city.
have it all.
All right, you guys, that was Dula Banks, Gotta Have It All. I guess he's been Mr. Powerhouse. And you guys make sure you go over and check him out and follow at Dula Banks on Twitter and Instagram. So, hey, Ruth.
Yeah.
What are you doing on this Monday?
Oh, man, I'm chilling, man, resting up, man. Shit, ate something that didn't agree with me, man. I had to get my stomach pumped. Yeah, throat a little bit, so,
You have the worst.
Oh, yeah, you know, I'll be going through the trials and tribulations, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they be testing me. You know, shit. Might have been one of them, you know. People I knew from somewhere before, man, try to take you down.
No, he's a hot man. I got D over here on the line. I'm going to pull him up in here. Hey, D, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on? What's going on? How everybody doing?
Hey, what's up, D? What's happening with you? Hey, that's you, right?
Yeah, that's me, Avery.
All right, I'm just checking to make sure, man. I thought that was you over there on Facebook. I'll be trying to be careful, man, about, you know, who I'll be putting on my list, man, you know.
Oh, yeah. That's me. That's me. That,
okay, I'm just making sure,
it say something about family or something on my profile.
Yeah, okay, mm-hmm. I see that. That's right. That's I'm just making sure, you know, people be checking for me, man. They say I'm kind of mysterious. Everybody wants to know who I am, you know.
All right.
Trying to figure it out.
All right, I feel you.
Yeah, man.
What's happening? How's the weather out in Texas?
Man, you know, man, our weather's so stupid, man. It really pissed me off for the last 2 days because I was supposed to go fishing. But, you know, it ain't gonna hit in this cold weather. So it was sunny, then it's hot. I mean, then it's cold, then it's hot, then it's cold. It's raining. You never know. It's supposed to rain the next 2 days, man. It's supposed to rain the next 2 days. I don't know. Then it's supposed to be 78.
I'm wondering what is going on with all of the men, Mike. I've seen 4 or 5 different posts, and people just randomly, just men talking about fishing. Like, every man wanted to go fishing today. It was just weird. What is up with the water?
Hey, man, fishing is peaceful, man. It is very, if you got a nice spot, fishing is very peaceful. It get boring because if you ain't catching nothing. Man, if you get real bored if you ain't catching nothing. But if you out there catching, man, it is very peaceful. And, I mean, like, it depends on who you with, too. You know what I'm saying? If you're not catching nothing, you can still have a good time. But it's more fun if you're catching something.
Yeah, most definitely, man, most definitely. And it's quiet, man. It's an excuse to be away, you know, somewhere way out. Just, you know, shit. Yeah,
out here in the country. Yeah.
Fishing and golf. You know what I'm saying?
Fishing and golf.
Yeah, just you and a stick, you know what I'm saying? Your little phallic symbol, just waving it around, doing what you do with it. Letting everybody see what you're capable of. Just that shit. Ain't no competition with you. You know,
you ain't
with nobody. Ain't nobody trying to be better than you. You ain't trying to be better than nobody. You competing against yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
well, I like golf. Ain't nobody with me out there, man. I ain't competing against nobody but myself. My last score. So,
I'm mercy.
What's up, you talking that shit? What's up with women and shopping? I wanted to go shopping.
Taria.
Good. It's raining. I can't go.
Oh yeah, they gonna get out in there. They don't care what the weather look like. A woman gonna shop, man.
If we didn't go shopping, you would not eat McDonald's, Burger King.
Talking about that type of shopping. We ain't talking about
We ain't talking about food.
Food is a necessity. We ain't gonna be mad at you about that. The food is what's up. You talking about all these closets full of clothes, and you talking about you ain't got no clothes. That you don't. We still got tags on them.
Yeah,
never understood that.
Anywho, and that's his regular scheduled program. Everybody's talking about women's soccer right now. We were talking about some other shit. Y'all just dent it off.
Now you did that.
I just off into that. Y'all slipped one in. And she did that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you guys. Yeah. We're gonna play some of this Leafs in Seattle shots fired, and we're gonna come back and talk a little bit more. And play a little bit more music. So we're going to play some Leafs in Seattle. I'm also going to throw some Dangerous Tactics in there, Lady Down. You got to hang on tight. You are rocking with CDB and the guy. Hey, you. Do it in here.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Leafs. No drop. Let's get it. It's so funny how things suddenly change. Moved up out of the city and niggas get out of range. Hoes from years ago now suddenly wanna hang. Come home with a little money, then rumors buzz that you slang. Toned up your weight so niggas know that you're straight. Everyone's got a tape so yours gotta be great. Expectations of winning like Bama and Brian Denny. Very special I play so pour up a cup of Henny. Life of a go-getter, first name base with the teller. Vamping nightly with Bella and working that slot like Welker. Staring out of my window, swear that I could see my future. There's a mansion with a bigger pool, even come with a suit. Still think about 2009 and Tampa fell in love with a stripper. Plenty money was the anthem. Through it all like fuck it, we ballin', nigga, no subbing. Only dimes in the VIP, I got a problem with ducking. Inspired by Sky and Worm, so every beat gotta burn. Be said, take it by force, they'll never give us a turn. A long way from that crib on Glen Circle. Late 80s, baby, watch Captain Planet Steve Urkel. Never considered cool, but now I give him the chills. Ballin' like Michael Jordan compared to you, Kendall Gills. Now only I have the talent, but nigga, I have the will. Constantly put in work like sweetness running the hill. I'm no good if you're going, that's my old hoe. Just red bottoms, my closet, it called the Rose Bowl. Been called cocky, but it's just the highest standard. Say the game is lacking, such as well, consider me the answer. Try to collab with niggas, but guess they think they are great. So fuck all of you niggas, now your career to wait. Clothes catching your tape, I'm calling you niggas fake. Made a major mistake, so this is truly your fate. Don't need any of your comments or your validation. So keep quiet as I continue with my domination. Can't forget the dollar sign to my fucking niggas. If you ain't talking dollar sign, we ain't fucking with ya. All about my bills, run this shit like Spiller. All rats gotta die, not to mention Willa. Don't get it twisted, there's no way that I am bitter. Cause to me, y'all are the toilet and I'm the motherfucking shitter. All gold, everything like it's 92. AMG, I am the boss, I can sign your boo. Fuck beef, I got a chopper if I hear a move. Despite time, I still will have it just like Uncle Drew. Swish. Gifted design, lyrically I'm prime. Got her on my dick, but truly I just fuck a mind. Southern version of Drizzy, future version of Bigger. I got a jockin' on me, with you she acted sedated. Been the greatest in my state since 2008. But they don't see you unless you in designer talking weight. But check them other to-do list. Checkmate, it's your move, bitch. Fuck nigga, what's up?
Yeah.
Huh? Fuck nigga, what's up?
What's up?
Yeah, shots fired, man down, corner call, no drop,
see y'all.
Stimulate your mind, pleasure your physical, toes curling,
legs shaking like the Holy Ghost. Can I be the one you love the most? You look so good in your birthday suit, I don't wanna see no clothes. Just take them off and come close. The mother chicks can't compare, they don't even come close. The way she make her ass clap, I raise my glass and propose a toast.
I wanna lay you down, I wanna lay you down.
All right, people, we are back in the house for a little bit more than Manic Monday evening. And
yeah,
I'm going to bring here with us.
All right.
Yeah. So, all right, you guys, we got to have some kind of topic or something. So what's going on in the hip-hop? And, because I don't watch a lot of hip-hop news no more, so I don't really know what's going on.
It's the news, man. The news is Sister Christina, man. The nun that sung Alicia Keys' song, man, on the Italian version of The Voice. You know, with her full little old nun frock and shit. You know what I'm saying? You got to go over there on YouTube and check that out. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, this lady got her little whole nun get out on with the long black socks and everything. And I'm talking about she was killing it. She was killing it, but the judge turned their little chairs around, and all four of them turned their chairs around. You know, they was like, what the hell? You know what I'm saying? The other little nuns back there screaming and hollering and shit. You know what I'm saying? I thought it was a joke or something when they showed it on the news. I like Jimmy Kimmel going to come out here something in a minute. He talks about y'all been pumped or something. That's what you got to go check out right there. That's what you got to go check out. Real free, though. You know, I don't be...
That's fine.
Okay. I'm working on my mixtape. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's going to be coming out soon, man, you know, with such tracks as I Don't Know That Bitch, Man, She Moved in My House While I Was on Vacation, and you know what I'm saying, that's not my baby mama, that's my brother baby mama, man, but because he in jail, I try to look out for him, but she be tripping.
Yeah.
I don't be up in the club, but this the club song. Tell me if you hear where you go.
Okay. Now, on a more serious hip hop note, now I was watching this hip hop thing. You know that. Hip Hop One Nation or whatever, they was trying to talking about like hip hop is was the motivation for a lot of stuff that a lot of people don't know about, and it was like the movement, the hip hop movement or whatever. And I mean, like I want to say to a lot of artists that's listening, you have to understand something. A lot of these rappers, they may rap about gangster, they do this, they sell dope. These dudes have education. Lil Wayne went to college, man. Lil Wayne got an education. He has a college degree. Jay-Z, all these boys, they have college degrees, man. You know, y'all, they they have proper grammar when it comes to doing interviews. You know, especially I want to shout, because as soon as I called in, the first thing I heard was that, well, what's his name, Dula, talking about somewhere is the murder capital. Nobody don't care about that.
Oh,
nobody cares about something being the murder capital of the world. We hear about music. We want to know about your music, man. We don't care about that. I want to hear what you got on the motherfucking, what music you got. Now, his songs was hitting. His songs was tight. I liked his songs. I give him all the props on his song. I liked them. But you need to get your grandma when you're doing your interviews, man. That wasn't. He wasn't prepared for an interview.
Yeah, man.
I just
got to
keep
Lil
it 100.
Wayne, man. Hey, on some real shit, man, Lil Wayne surprised everybody, man. You know, they did that little interview with him, and then they went to talking about, well, how you feel about how such and such do for their kids? He said, hold up. That ain't my business. You know, what they do with their kids, that's their own business. What they got to do with me? You know what I'm saying? They just stunned it. You know, this tattooed dreadhead dude didn't want to gossip. You know what I'm saying? Because he's so ghetto and articulated himself well. You know, so if you're saying it's some real shit, you know. I don't know, man. I think we might be finna have us a Texas-Alabama beef going on here, man. You know
what I'm saying? Oh, no, man, I ain't knocking the young brother. Look here, man. If Dallas was murder capital of the world, I promise you, I wouldn't tell nobody that, man. That ain't nothing to be proud of, man. To me, I mean, that's just my moral. Some people might be like, hey, yeah, we the murder capital. Okay, well, that's fine. But right now, what you are, we talking about music.
Yeah, I feel you 100%, man, because, you know, the whole thing about it is, you know, if you're doing music, man, and I'm doing music, and you trying to get me to come down there and go to the studio and do some music with you.
I'm not finna tell nobody that, man.
that's not something that you know what I'm saying, the City of Commerce Bureau, we want people to know, like, you know, per capita.
You don't want nobody to know that, man.
Per capita, we kill more Negroes than any place else in the nation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
no way. No, I'm just saying, man. I mean, because forever, I mean, I know a lot of dudes, man. You know what I'm saying? When I done been through some stuff in my life, man. Been to places I don't even talk about. But it's like, man, I ran into dudes, man. It's like Vallejo ain't got nothing but like 2,000 people, man. And on some real stuff, that's the murder capital of the United States, man. And it's horrible. But it's horrible like that because it's poverty. It's poverty, ain't no job. It's a bunch of hopelessness, man. You know what I'm saying? People don't got no hope. They helpless, man. They don't do nothing but sell drugs and shoot at people. And a couple of hardcore little rap dudes come up out of there, man, that be spit. Same thing with New Jersey. Camden is the same way. Everybody that moved out, you got to go to the next city to even go to a Walmart. You know, they Walmart got like 2 aisles with stuff on it. All the rest of them is empty. You know, when Walmart won't come to your city, you know it's bad. All of those stores gone, the schools and stuff, you know what I'm saying? No teachers want to work there. You know, you get them towns where it's a bunch of poverty, man. Yeah, it's the murder capital, man, but that's not saying a whole lot. That just means that, you know what I'm saying, dudes is easier to kill there. You know, just on some other stuff. But I mean, it's like, man, you know, it's not really a topic. If you really want to, like, man, if we not just trying to, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm not knocking the brother. You know what I'm saying? The brother music.
No, I'm not knocking him at all. Music. I'm just saying.
No, I know. I understand that. That's what I'm saying, too. But it's like things that you shouldn't talk about in an interview. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, man, if don't nobody bring it up to you, you don't mention you've been to jail. You know what I'm saying? If don't nobody mention it to you, you don't tell nobody you from a gang. If don't nobody mention it to you, you don't tell a man, you know what I'm saying, that you've been through this stuff, man, if it's not a part of your story. If it's something that's going to detract. You know, you don't never tell nobody, like, well, you know, I come up hard, man, I used to be a thief and this and that. Well, okay. You know.
I mean, you ain't going for the Clyde Davis. You ain't going for the Clyde Davis and he say, where are you from? Oh, yeah, I'm from Alabama. Oh, did you know they the murder capital of the world? Like, you don't, I mean, that don't mean nothing. That don't mean nothing.
But
that's what I was saying.
No, I understood exactly what you said. That's why I mentioned the other things, man. I mean, it's like, because I was more on the subject now, man, the things that you shouldn't mention in a radio interview, in a TV interview.
Right.
things that you should bring up, man. I mean, we don't need to know you on parole. You know, wear some long pants, man. Cover up that ankle monitor. If they don't mention it, don't you mention it. Feel what I'm saying? It's like it's certain things, man, that you don't want to talk about. You know, you don't want to talk about your 12 baby mamas and all of that stuff. You don't, just some stuff you don't want to talk about. You know, I mean, it's not, it's a reflection of you. You know what I'm saying?
That's
what I'm saying. The whole thing about it is, the reality is, man, is a lot of these dudes fail to understand that, man, when you're doing a radio interview, I mean, your music is nice and I'm listening to your music, but I'm buying into you. Check out the NFL right now, man. A lot of dudes, man, that don't go in the draft high like that, man, it's not because they're not skilled. It's because the baggage that come with them. So when you're looking at a major label, somebody to invest, you know, give you $1 million, man, that you got to pay them back, you know what I'm saying, before you make a dime, because that's what they're doing. It's going to give you $1 million record deal. They're not going to invest or take that chance on somebody who their product, which is they self, their overall product is not on point. You know, I mean, if you're going to go somewhere and talk to videographers, talk to, you know, all these people to promote your product, because that's what they're giving you the money to do. If you don't have a sense to go out there and get done what you need done, you're going to go through that $1 million, man, and not even have your album out.
For real.
So then you're going to be stuck, man, you know what I'm saying, trying to trade, you know, some loud for some mid, get some studio time from JoJo on the block. And that's not, you know what I'm saying, what you want people to see you as. You know, you don't need to, man, I don't care if you made your first money as a drug dealer, man. For all of you people that don't understand, man, in the hood, crack sales don't got no statute of limitations.
No.
So talking about I sold crack and this and that, they can lock your ass up in the feds, man, 20 years from now. So if you say, hey, man, you know, I started my little business, but I come up, man, hustling in the streets and did the IRS will come and take your record label from you, your little hood independent label, and all of your artists will be out of nowhere coming on a radio show doing an interview. So, I mean, you know, you made a valid point, man, about things that you shouldn't say, you know what I'm saying, in an interview, man. You know, let your music speak for you, you know, and then be articulate behind it. You know, you can use your little slang and rhyme ain't with you know what I'm saying, with chain or whatever, because you say it with a certain type of swag or stretch the word out or whatever, however you want to do your slang. But when you articulate yourself, man, be sure that people can understand what you're saying. You know, be clear.
Exactly.
Speak in a fashion that not just that people from the hood can understand you, because I was always taught you don't talk now for people to, you know, to reach the people that's under you. You talk up to give people, you know what I'm saying? You talk the way you talk to, so that the people up under you can reach up to get to your level, you know, to strive to understand you, to better themselves. Because, I mean, a dude, if you talk to a dude in elementary ways, he ain't got to never go to the dictionary. You want to speak to him in such a way as he can say, I kind of know what that means, but let me go check that out to be sure. You know, you want a dude to say, like, man, dude be talking some killer stuff. Plus, I know homeboy, he used to be from over the ways. And, you know, he was with the business back in the day, man. But in interview, man, he was, you know, what's up with that? You know, he was sounding like, you know, like he was about his business. You know,
I really don't like to harp on people when they're not really there to defend themselves. You know,
well, I thought he was going to still be here, though.
No, yeah, I'm not even talking about him. No, listen. I'm not even talking about him no more. I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about overall, because there have been several interviews on this show, on other shows, on TV, on other radio shows that I've seen people come through. I'm not saying that he shouldn't say this or putting that brother down or nothing. I'm talking about in general. I'm talking about the difference between somebody paying attention to you and seeing value in you, and somebody saying, like, I don't know if I want to take a chance on that. You know what I mean? It's like there's certain baggage that you don't need to really expose or to bring to the table, because it might just be that much extra weight that a dude can't shoulder to take you where he's trying to go. You know, it's like the murder capital stuff, that's not even in the conversation that I'm on right now. I'm talking about is how you articulate yourself, how you express yourself, how you come on the show, and you're able to show me your vision, you know, as you speak. It's like when you tell me that this is what I want to be, this is where I'm trying to go, this is what I'm trying to do with my music. You know what I'm saying? I stopped asking a lot of questions because I felt like it was creating a certain type of, I want to raise the level, but I don't really want to put people on the spot with things that a lot of people haven't thought of, because I look at it like, man, a five-year plan is mandatory in any business venture that you make. You know, this is where I want to be at in 5 years. I'm giving myself 5 years to accomplish this minor level of success right here. I'm grinding. You know, I'm giving it everything. I'm going to work my job, but I'm giving my free time, I'm giving this right here. You know, you want to have a five-year plan in a relationship with a woman. You know, but it's something that you need to be able to articulate. You need to be able to express that, hey, you know, I want to take my music here. When you say, hey, man, you know, when I listen to your music, what is it you're trying to get across to me, man? Well, I want people to feel joy when they hear my music. I want people to feel my journey. I want people to hear something that they can relate to. And maybe, you know what I'm saying, something in my song may help them through some particular thing that they're going through in their life. Feel what I'm saying? But, I mean, man, let me stop, man, because, you know, I'll be the talk to the show be going off. I'll be passionate about the thing, man. You know, I really like seeing black people, man, make it. Not just black people, but people who have an opportunity, who have a talent. What'd you say?
I was just saying, you know how I feel about people coming to the show and being prepared and, you know, for whatever questions I may ask, whatever questions someone else may ask you, is to be on point with the interview, period. Now, the unprofessionalism is a direct mirror to you. You know what I'm saying? It's like, if that's what you want to project to the world, then that's your business. As long as my part of the deal has been handled and handled appropriately, that's what I struck out to do now. The way you present yourself, that's your business. And, you know,
yeah,
you have
a platform.
Yeah, you know, and people have a certain type of following based on the type of people that they are. So I'm not the one that, you know, that throw the gavel in the jug, but I know when it comes at the end of the day, the masters, they ain't gonna pay that no attention. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I wasn't trying to call the man out directly. I was letting him know I was listening. So if I'm listening, just think who else is listening. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so you actually had a person that was listening.
I understood exactly what you were saying. And to be honest, man, you know what I'm saying? If you really want to just be raw and uncut with it, to me, when a person come on here unprofessional, to me, I really take it a little personal. I take it slightly as disrespectful, because I really feel like if you had been invited to come on 106 in part, I don't think you would have showed up late. I don't think you would have came on there with, you know what I'm saying, your cell phone and your extra phone and your stuff going on in the background and all this different stuff. I don't think you would have been, you know, so drunk or so, you know what I'm saying, casual about it. You're doing this interview with a Bluetooth walking into a Stop and Go, filling up gas and up your car. So some of the stuff, you take it as personal, but the thing that people don't realize is this, man, people see you. You know what I'm saying? People see you. You know what I mean? People hear you. People pay attention. These little radio shows like this, they be broadcasted all over the world, man, because it's on the internet. So people listen to this show in Australia, in Japan, and you know, people over there in Bosnia, you know what I'm saying, tuning in to Blog Talk Radio shows, man, and skimming through and coming across different shows. You know, people been on here. We done interviewed, me and Tootie, we done interviewed dudes from London. You know, people from Australia, people from Jamaica. So it's people, man, from all over the world, man, that be coming through here. So you never know who listening, man. You never know who somebody know, man. That 6 degrees of separation be real. You know what I mean? It's just that, it's that real. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
Like when you present yourself, you present yourself, man, in a professional fashion. You know, that's how it goes,
I think,
man. You know?
That's the way it is. All right, you guys, now we talked a little bit, and we're going to get into a little music here. We're going to play some J-Rama, and we're going to get into some top trio too tonight. Okay, so we're going to get into him right now. This is a new one from him and a new to our studio, so we're going to welcome Jay Rama and check out his music. Come by with your boy. Here we go.
This is the introduction for the things to come. In 2014, it's Johnny Drum, and it's for the hood, and it's for the hood.
To hold you, waiting to feel you, waiting. candy. Fit like a glove, Michael Jackson. Like the white ones, can't wait to beat it up. I might wipe you. It's that pink tip that I just can't seem to get enough of. That good love and the way you flex to wait to feel my touch. It's bigger than that fuck shit. Thinking about you got me rushing. Your presence, your essence, and when I'm on my grind, I can't wait to get back to you. So I'm like, pronto, stack, stack, then let's get it in. Now the only thing missing is you, and I'm geeked up, and I can hear your voice in the wind whispering, telling me to come get it, knowing that you're in that sexy position. The longer the wait, the thicker the passion. I'm dipping through traffic, this feeling I got me dashing. Your picture on the dashboard, looking back at me. In my watch, in my rib, you show the same reflection. Any time of the night, I'll be waiting for you. Harry now, hold me tight, I'll be waiting for you. Waiting to touch you, waiting to hold you, waiting to feel you, waiting to please you.
But I couldn't ever think that I could ever be without you. All the time I feel when I'm away from you, I need you.
Can't wait to get back to you.
Wait, please. Over to me, please. Say, I'm sorry, Madam Bird. I done lost my mind. It's just a freaking me. In a minute, you gon' get it. I'ma give you exactly what you need. Now give me my cup. Tryna play tough. Bend over. Cross my knees.
Every day, patiently, I'll be waiting for you. Chocolate berries at the very thought of licking on your way. All the time
I thought
you was just something about you. I
need
you.
Can't wait to get back to you.
Waiting
to see you. Any time of the night, I'll be waiting for you. Harry now, hold me tight, I'll be waiting for you.
Waiting to touch you.
Waiting to hold you.
Waiting to feel you.
Waiting to.
Doesn't matter
just as long as I can keep you close. I love your presence. Can't get enough of, no, no, your essence. Hey, yeah, yeah. When we're traveling, Saint-Tropez, I'm on the way. Sand under sunlight, hey, hey.
Oh, 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 oh.
Everybody will be staring at us, yeah. Wondering, oh, if we're in love, and we will say, hey, hey, yeah, 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 yeah. We will say, hey, yeah, 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 yeah. We will say, say, hey, hey, yeah, 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 yeah. We will say, hey, yeah, 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 yeah. We will say, hey, hey. Oh, we will say, hey, hey. Oh, now we will say, hey, hey, hey. Oh, we will say, we will say,
alright you guys, I am back here in the house with the guy Heru for this manic. And I'm gonna bring you
Monday. Yeah, you're gonna try to be quiet and not, like, you know what I'm saying, let nobody know, man, that was a Chop Trio featuring you know what I'm saying, Manic Monday's own, you know what I'm saying, Tweety motherfucking V. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he tried to slide that in there.
Hey, this was killing me right here, man. You know, me and Tweety, we've been knowing each other for a while, man. And Modesty, like, not on her list of things, you know what I'm saying, to be.
Yeah.
You know, so for her not to, you know what I'm saying, like, let it be known. You know, kind of like stole me for another loop and shit, you know what I'm saying? But then
okay,
I know how she get.
You just give me a chance to finish my statement before you just came in with that. So you really don't know what I was going to say.
Yeah, you said this is, we going to get it. You can shoot at me all you want. Stop trill. Chop Trio featuring Tweety B. When you get to this song, Chop Trio featuring Tweety motherfucking B. You know what I'm saying?
I really did. I really did. Trio. I mean, that would be nice. When we go out there,
you better treat me nice, man, because when I do my appearance on Arsenio, I might not shout you out.
I don't care. I like Arsenio nowhere.
you better like Arsenio, man. Arsenio got followers, man.
Man, Arsenio is the man.
Like a motherfucker. Everybody that bet on Arsenio, man. Motherfucker be on Arsenio Hall Show, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they in the motherfucking Hip Hop Hall of Fame. It's an honor and a privilege, man. It's a pleasure. Man, since I was a little kid, man, first getting into the rap game. You know, one of my dreams was to be on the Arsenio Hall Show, man. Here I is, man, you know. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys. We have callers on the line if you would like to come in. This is the end part of our show. We're getting ready to wind things down now. If you would like to come in, give a shout-out, or you just want to say something on the air, you can press your one button on your phone and let us know that you want to come in or give a shout-out or whatever it is you want to do. Heyru, I want to start with you with your promotions and your shouts out for your show, and you know how we do.
Yeah, man, y'all know y'all can catch me, man, on Tweety B Central, man, on Thursdays, 8 to 10, explicit content, man. It's an adult show. You know what I'm saying? Put your kids away, because ain't no telling what might happen over there. You know, explicit content. You know, we live over there, man. You know, and y'all can follow me over there on Twitter at Heyru Kuti Reborn. I'm going to spell it HeyruKhutiReborn. You know, and from there, man, you know, I regularly tweet out all of my other stuff. You can catch me at Heyru Kuti Reborn on ass.com. You can catch me at the God underscore. Heyru on Tumblr. Check out my blog posts and other shit like that. I'm a few other places, man. You know, some places I ain't going to tell you where I'm at, but I'm around. You know, if I want you to know, I call, wave to you, let you know I'm there. You know, so check me out, man. Also, man, I'm on Grown Folks Business, man, on Fridays. So talking shit, making people laugh, getting people mad, offending people, stroking people's egos, you know what I'm saying, titillating and, you know, tenacious, cock-highs, et cetera, you know what I'm saying, with the gorgeous Tweety B and, you know, the madman D from Texas, you know what I'm saying. So y'all come on through over there, man, and check us out. Other than that, man, I'm going to pass the mic.
All right,
man. You up next.
Oh, man, you know, let's see, man. You know, if you want to holler at me, find me on Facebook, man. It's my name. There I am. You always find me on there. Just type my name in. You'll see me. I'm a jack of all trades, man. You know, I do everything, man. Ain't nothing I can't do. Ain't nothing I ain't gonna try. Ain't nothing I can't. I'm gonna say I can't do. But you can just right now, I'm trying to promote a book. Well, I'm trying to get me a book out here called Loyalty. I'm putting the finishing touches on it, trying to get it wrote up, get it right, so I can get it out there. Look for it. It'll be out there pretty soon. Any artists in the D-Town area, I'll be hollering at you 24/7 about get at me. I got you. I got a hookup for you, man. Every day, I'm telling you, I'm on Facebook. I tell them in person, look here, man. Y'all need to holler at me. I got y'all the hookup. Y'all trying to get out there, fuck with me. I'm gonna introduce you. All I can do is introduce you, man. Like they say, you can lead a cow to water, but you can't make it drink. You know what I'm saying? So, other than that, you know, I'm just over here chilling, man. I'm over here chilling, man. I love the show, man. Come through Grown Folks. We be having a damn good time on Grown Folks. I'm going to have to come through and take over explicit content one of these old days. You're probably this week.
It's a takeover, man. I'm firmly keeping my throne over there, man. I don't play all that shit.
I guess Heyru basically gave out all the information. You know, we do Manic Mondays on Monday nights at 8 o'clock from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So, if you guys don't know the number to call in and you're listening via internet, you can reach us at 646-200-3860. So make sure you lock that number into your phone. You can always catch us on our show days on that number. And if you can't call us, go back and listen to the link. So make sure you guys check us out. Either way you can. When you come over to the page on Blog Talk Radio, Tweety Bird Central, make sure you like the page because we need you guys to start following us so we can get our following up. And I'll be greatly appreciative for you doing that for us. And I think that's about it, you know, as far as announcements or what have you. You know, we do Grown Folks on Friday, and Heyru mentioned that. So you got to come through and check us out at noon on Fridays for Grown Folks Business. we got some things lined up. We're gonna have some. We're gonna add some more shows as time goes on because I still got a whole family of Gospel Manic Monday followers that is gonna have to have a slot here somewhere on one of these days. So we're still working. We're still building, but we're starting out with what we have. So we're gonna go ahead and go with the flow on that.
Yeah, for real. Y'all know we in business when we start handing out titles and shit. I'm going to have to make me a title like CFO or CMO or CJO or CPO.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's how you know we in there and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm going to be the CSO, you know, the Chief Shout-Out Officer. You know what I'm saying? You know? But, yeah, man, y'all make sure y'all fuck with us, man. We regular people. You know what I'm saying? So I might sound all suave and intellectual. You know what I'm saying? I'm just a regular Joe, man. So I talk to you. I holler back, man. Sweetie B, she regular folks, man. Kind and sweetest person you ever know. She'll talk to you, man. You know what I'm saying? She'll holler back. Yeah, be careful. So you don't cross that thin red line.
Yeah, you don't want to cross that.
Yeah, you're a chupacabra.
You don't want to cross that.
You're a chupacabra. You get on the bad side of shit. So watch yourself, man. Holler, man. We regular folks over here, man. You know what I mean? Fuck with us. We
hot,
fuck with you.
All
right. And we follow back over there, man. We not trying to have that you know, that gigantorian scale. You know, we only follow three people and shit. You know, we follow back over there on Twitter, man. You know, we don't follow no eggs, though.
Right. Yeah, that egg thing.
We don't follow no eggs, man. We don't care. Put a picture up of a dog, a flower, something. Let me know you ain't accepting your Twitter account. You know,
for real.
Put something up on that motherfucker. I ain't fucking with no egg. If I don't follow you back, don't be like, oh, man, that nigga think he too good for me. No, man, shit, you ain't good enough for yourself. You know, and I'm just with the jibber jabber right now, so we wind the clock down. We gonna use up a lot of time on this bitch. They gonna cut us off this motherfucker. When I go to an all you can eat buffet, they walk me out that motherfucker and get the plate at the door, cause I'll be still eating.
Pretty B, when you gonna come my way? I need you in my present. Yo, this is Ranger Ryan from Jamaica, and you're listening to Tweety B on Money Mondays from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Tweety B, tweet them, baby.
Yeah, tweet them, baby. Tweety B, when you're gonna come my way, I need you in my bed. Yeah. Get into this shit, dang. You go. Man, shit. Now come on back next Monday.
Love started flowing as a young nigga. Mother didn't raise me up to be a bum nigga. When I was walking around the school, what you didn't know, I'm only in the class cause I'm probably eating lunch cookies. Look, my first girlfriend never reached 13. A week prior, she was telling me about her dreams. My cousin paralyzed from the race down in the wrong place at the wrong time. It's the worst thing. Got so many homies lately going down the road. People try to hide these feelings, I'm scared of most. Got so many people all up in my ear cause they fear once a nigga reach fame, they can come along. This is life, gotta move along. If you're saying it ain't right, I gotta prove them wrong. Every day I let a struggle know I'm trying to eat. Crazy when you get a phone, but you don't know who to call for the loan. I'll probably be hopeless, no focus, run around bagging up dope shit. Or back to my old ways and the old days when I had no change. Robbing niggas, free my homie Quay Bang. R.P. Bully Bills, free that nigga no name. He was a wild boy, young dude, used to whip A1 cocaine. Shots went off in the park, almost caught four strays and came back to the hallways. Niggas coming 5 for 20 all day, no Reggie need a raw age. If it wasn't for this talent I've been given, I'd be locked up with a life sentence. And that's just the start, highway to heaven, I'm barking. A Ferrari, Jaguar, push button, start is what? I can't.
Now they wishing that they took down no song. Although your friend is hard to come by, I get high so high till my lungs dry. My young shooter pants low with his socks high. That niggas grounded but we spark like a live wire. Now what would I do? Now what would you do if you woke up on the first and the rent was due? Not a sense of your name and you don't have a clue, man. Fuck you, broke nigga with the quality of a rich nigga. Yeah, the faction, nigga.
Spend nights with the rhyme, life for the times of a young nigga that would die for his mind. I done told niggas time after time, always gave niggas shine for the grind. Now I got a buzz, it's a sign of the time. Went from the street doing crime after crime, to cooking on the beat, going line after line. Why when a nigga doing him is the issue? See me through the ends of my crystal, my pen is official. Cause this is what I've been through, this is what I've been through. Struggles what I live through, hustle for the shit too. Oh, I crash the grid, don't ask the kid. What would I do is what have I did? I know you ask who this bastard is, and I'ma tell you it's newborn nigga.
Don't ask me how I do it,
just know I do it.
Hey, 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 boy. Yeah. Check. Today is a new day and zero fucks is given. Return of that nigga known for Jack Honey Swillin'. And I ain't shit yet, I'm sure my day is coming. When every day is payday, y'all hoes can't tell me nothing. Yes, it makes perfect sense, the way I be chillin' shit. They be lurking and cursing, they know for certain the curtains. Who's that? That nigga low? We'll swoop in, snatch your hoe. With the quickness I get bitches, sex your main hoe if you don't know. Boy, look, I'm out here, just waiting on my turn. And these suckers still doubt me, I guess these suckers gotta learn. I'm not even a teacher, I'm a preacher with ether. You need the damage with this package, your career is not lasting, my nigga. I pull up to the club, only 4D. And all the gear I rock, got it jerky. Gangsters fuck with me, and the bitches too. And they be asking, what the fuck that nigga do? I get it.
Man, that's around town, no joke.
Now I'ma tell the truth and the whole truth.
Okay.
I can't be touched, you think enough, my swag is living proof.
Okay.
But yet and still they wanna check my status.
Check your status.
They think they local, I'm trying to reach around the Atlas.
Yeah.
B-A-D with my chick beat. In the lane be ride swiftly. Ride a shotgun, trying to pop one of them niggas who swear that they got one of them hits. That's bullshit, cause they know my records got the full clip. So Wavy got them abandoned ship, dude, they know who they fucking with. Called the corner, just pulled off of Chris Dorner. Nobody got a swag like mine, I left that bitch right on the corner. With a transformer, a court reporter, to tell the events of your missing poster. The takeover, the break's over, young Riviera, I am the closer, nigga, what?
I pull up to the club, only 4D. And all the gear I rock, got it jerky. Gangsters fuck with me, and the bitches too. And they be asking, what the fuck that nigga do? I get it. Moolah,
I get that.
Bitches,
I get that.
Respect,
I get that.
Great sex,
I get that.
Oh, I get it. Man, that's around town, low sugar.
Y'all gotta pull them dogs in the house. They outside barking like that. Only reason I came back on, I saw a caller wanted to come in. 8730 is the last four of your digits. We had a few more minutes left on the board, so I wanted to go ahead and bring you in. Who do we have on the line?
It's Chop Trill. What's up, Tweety B?
Hey, Chop Trill. What's happening?
Man, just chilling, maxing it with action.
My yeah,
motherfucker, I'm gonna have to get me a new phone, man. My little mute button is acting up.
What happened?
Hey, mine in the mail on the way, man, and shit, I was waiting on y'all to bring me in. I ain't, you know, new to this one here, you know, so I ain't live dealt with you, so I'm just trying to figure out how it was supposed to come out.
Yeah, well, I appreciate
the love too, man. And hey, this shit's banging, man. I'm definitely gotta push this film.
Why don't you go ahead while I got you on the line, tell everybody how to follow you and get a hold of some of your music.
Well, you can follow me on Andre Chop Trill on Facebook, you know what I'm saying? I'll be networking on there, and I be networking everywhere, you know what I'm saying? Scout is my newfound little thing that I be networking and getting me a couple of people that, you know, kind of give me a different genres of coming up with different ideas and creativity, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm about, you know what I'm saying? I ain't with the hype, all that, you know what I'm saying? I just come up with new creativity, make music, chill and enjoy myself, you feel me? And found friends such as yourself, man. You make a difference, baby. And hey, I love it, and I love the appreciation of just working with you, period. You feel me? And what else? I'm on Twitter at Chop Trill Everything. Only way, Chop Trill. You find me. You feel me? Chop Trille. Everywhere. You feel me? I'm trying to blow it up, just come up with my different creativity and put it out there. Maybe I could catch some ears that, you know, might enjoy the sound, because I'm about sound, baby. You know what I mean?
That's what's up. So you guys make sure you go over and do that. Follow Chop Trill on everything. So make sure you go over and do that. And you guys, we're going to do what we originally set out to do, and that is get up out of here. So we're going to listen to some of this Take It right now. We'll see you next Manic Monday. Holla.
Yeah, ma'am. One more time. One down, a million more to go.
See, baby, it's just some time. We got a night. Thank you.
Game over.